Arriving here this afternoon, I looked on social media and some very sad news reporting that Fields of Omar is no longer with us. One of the horse's main owners, Brian Martin. Brian, condolences. We become so close to them and things like that, and I know that you regularly went out and saw the horse at Living Legends, mate. So I'm thinking of you and all attached with the Living Legends and everyone that's looked after Foo.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. That's very sweet of you. Yeah, it's a sad day. It's sort of, in many ways, it's like a family member, I suppose. It's like losing your dog or your cat or, you know, the animal that sort of grows with you. But yeah, he was a marvellous horse, and he's a horse that I bought, and I didn't have any owners at the time when I bought him at the sales here in Melbourne, and we put a syndicate of friends and sort of family together, and so the journey began. But it's he hadn't been in good health over about the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I was talking to Andrew Clark from Living Legends about 3 Saturdays ago at Flemington, and he was saying that Foo wasn't well, and he said, look, he's ticking over okay, but he's an old man now. He's 25 years of age, and his health's taking a bit of a turn, and he'd always been plagued with problems with his feet, but Dr. Andrew Clark had maintained and really looked after him out there at Legends, and it's a bit of an arrow through the heart, and sort of ringing other members of the syndicate and Martin O'Connor, who bred the horse. And I think the gut-wrenching feeling here is when you have to ring family members, you know, my daughter and my son and our grandkids and all that, because we love to when we go out and see Foo and give him licorice and carrots. And he gave us an amazing ride as a racehorse. It was extraordinary. There'll never be anything like that again in our lifetime. And yeah, it's a tough day, mate. It's a tough day.
Brian, just in regard to the memories that will live forever in our thoughts, to get the chance of not only winning a Cox Plate, but to call the horse winning, that will live forever.
Yeah, it's a bit unique, isn't it? It's just the way it played out. And he ran in 5, and I called him in each of the 5, and he was at that radio station, you know, where we're talking from now, in 2003. And it was one of the partners in the horse was the general manager at the time, Noel Crowe. And he was in our syndicate as well, Noel, and he'd be feeling the pain today. And, you know, it was just, you know, I had to sort of separate owning the horse as a syndicate member, and I put the syndicate together. I bought him, and a couple of people reneged at the last minute and said, no, we don't want to be involved, because he wasn't expensive. He was passed in at $45,000, and Martin O'Connor, who bred him, said, look, I need $50,000 for him as a yearling, and Gerald Ryan and a few other people saw him, and he had a little bit of a bump on his knee when he got off the float at the yearling sales out there at Oakland's Junction, and the float door flew back and cut his knee. And a few said, oh, he's got a bit of a nick on his knee. But anyway, a great mate, Murray Bell, who was a bloodstock agent and very good journalist, he rang and he said, look, this colt by Rubiton from Finetto's here, the breeder needs $50,000. Can you meet it? And I said, oh, I think I can. I've got a bit of a city to get it. Anyway, we bought a colt, the filly, and the filly raced as Muffin McClay, and she won one race at Kyneton, and Foo just took his time to come through the process, and we finally got to the races. I suppose the rest is history, but he was the bravest of horses. He ran in 5 Cox Plates, and only 2 horses in history have done that, and he won 2, and he ran 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, and he mixed it with the champions, and he broke down twice, 2 suspensories, and kept coming back. So, it was a dream ride. It was just wonderful.
Brian, thanks for your time. Our thoughts are with you tonight, mate. Have a drink for him, eh?
Good on you, Andy. Thanks, mate.